Just noting your experience of inhabiting a body right now. Physical sensations, sounds in the environment. And especially the sensation that occurs when you breathe in and breathe out. Tonight's guided meditation will focus on understanding the nature of samadhi, the concentration. More accurately described as unification of mind conditioners. So the primary focus, the primary experience is staying with the breath, noticing the duration of the in-breath and duration of the out-breath. How the sensations change between when you breathe in and breathe out. This is the physicality that we are using as a stabilizing point of reference. We can recognize quality of samadhi by bringing attention to how the mind is experiencing sensations. Sensation of breathing has slight variability in that experience. And as we start practicing samadhi, there's a variability in the quality of attention, perhaps a significant variability. Mind's distracted, restless. But the more you maintain a consistent, intentional, mental pressure, focusing on the sensation of breathing, the more the quality of your attention is unified, stabilized. This is what we're trying to cultivate, this stability. Mindfulness is a wonderful support for this cultivation. Mindfulness is monitoring the quality of attention associated with breathing in and breathing out. When mindfulness reveals that the attention is not stable, disjointed, caught up in some kind of story or fantasy, that means the samadhi is lacking, it's absent, it's diminished. When you come back to the breath with an intention to persistently investigate the nature of all of the in-breath and all of the out-breath in an uninterrupted way, this stabilizes the mind. And as you do this practice, see if you can notice this. See if you can notice that there's a quality of stability. Even though the sensations of breath are changing, even though there are sounds around you or sensations elsewhere in the body, the quality of your attention remains persistent, stable, unwavering. When you experience that, that is samadhi. Along with it is another awakening factor closely associated with samadhi, it's paucity, it's tranquility. Samadhi is a stability of attention. Paucity is the absence of any kind of urgency. See if you can identify this with mindfulness. And another of the awakening factors, investigation of mental phenomena. So this is the practice. Periodically during the rest of the meditation, I will say something to remind you to pay attention to quality, stability of your focused attention. And then bring your attention back to the breath when it is distracted or agitated. Once again, the sensation of breathing is variable. Practice supporting a stability in the mind as you focus on the changing nature of each breath. Unwavering, peaceful, clear. See if you can notice the difference in the quality of your attention, the stability, the steadiness of it, between when you can just focus on the breath compared to when the mind is caught up in some sort of commentary, and then bringing attention back to the breath and noticing the difference in feeling, the difference in comprehension. the way I practice using breath awareness to cultivate samadhi is imagining that my attention is resting very gently but persistently in an area that's in the nose that's most vivid in awareness. That same kind of contact as I experience with my hands resting in my lap. An effortless effort. It's very persistent, very stable, and interested in what can be discovered in sensations as I breathe in and breathe out. When I want the mind to be sharply focused, precise, I zoom in on a particular area of sensation. Even something as precise as one hair vibrating, or a touch sensation, noticeable around the rim of the mouth, the nose. And zoom in on that, noticing it with as much persistence as possible. That's a very sharp focus. Doing that for a while, and allow that stability of attention to broaden, to include not just that one little area, but whatever sensations are also occurring at the same time. The bridge of the nose, the upper lip, this is also samadhi. Persistently focusing attention on one discrete spot really stabilizes attention. And when you can keep attention focused on that spot for 7 or 8 cycles of breathing in and out, then pay more attention to the mind, the stability of the mind's attention. The tranquility, while still paying attention to the breath sensation, really understand that quality of stability, unwavering focus. And perhaps you'll notice that even when there are other simulations that are attracting your attention, the mind remains unwavering, stable, non-reactive. This is called upachara samadhi, access concentration. Supports the practice of vipassana. This quality of stability of attention acts as a buffer against impulsive reactivity, reduces vulnerability to becoming attached to thoughts that might come up in identifying where the attention is focused, other than the breath. Stay presently aware, mindful of the sensation of breathing in and breathing out, along with whatever sensations might be closely associated with that primary target around the nose. And also be mindful of the steadfastness of your attention to that focus on sensation. When the mind is experiencing samadhi, there's a quality of unwavering attention, undisturbed. See if you can appreciate that. That's what we're trying to practice with mindfulness of breathing. It's about the mind, not about the breath. Samadhi paucity is like the still surface of a pond. Disturbances like leaves dropping in the water or rain falling on the water create a ripple. See if you can notice that when thoughts occur, there's a rippling phenomena in the mind. But underneath that, there's this stability, this quiet non-reactivity. That's how we bring samadhi paucity to the practice of vipassana. If all that you accomplish with your practice is to learn how to cultivate and identify, and great benefit comes from that in terms of dealing with stress, it's worth the time and effort. In addition, bringing this to a practice of vipassana helps identify the other characteristics of the mind with a quiet clarity and peacefulness. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.